This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, work is continuing to tackle congestion on some of Harrogate and Knaresborough's busiest roads. The Council's Highways team is also speeding up work to reroute the A59 at Kexgill. Here's County Councillor Don McKenzie.
Our framework highways consultant Michelle will be undertaking the review. And the very first thing they will undertake for us is to review whether or not a relief road will actually solve the problems of congestion which we have. And I know this is something that's very important to local residents who seem to think that we've already made up our mind that the relief road is the way to go. But I want to reassure them that the very first thing we shall review is whether we think a relief road is the answer to our problems. The key dates were as follows. Between May and June of this year, The team will engage with key stakeholders, that is with an engagement group including many different organisations and individuals in the Harrogate and Knaresborough area who have views and opinions on highways and transport. Surveys will be done between now and September to identify and assess the various options for a possible route. And by September, we shall draw up what is called an appraisal specification report. And in October of this year, there will be a decision to be made on drawing up an options assessment report. And there will then be a public consultation, a full public consultation, in October, November and December on that options assessment report. Now, thereafter, next year, in March 2018, the Area Committee will be asked to give its formal views to the North Yorkshire County Council Executive when we decide which, if any, of the various options will be taken forward for further development and completion of an outline business case. And clearly an outline business case is what we will need to present to government in order to put us in a strong position for funding if that is the way we wish to go.
And as we know, roads like the A59, they are under a lot of pressure. And further along that road at Kexgill between Harrogate and Skipton, that's another ongoing concern for you, isn't it?
It is. Kexgill was closed, of course, for about 8 weeks last year. And that led to a great deal of longer journeys for many, many users of this key Transpennine route. And whilst in the short term we can manage the various difficulties associated with Kexgill, which are caused, frankly, by a very steep slope above the highway, and that slope is unstable, it always threatens to produce landslides, big or small. But nevertheless, it is not an ideal spot for a key Transpennine route. So our longer-term aim and medium-term aim, I would have to say, is to divert that A59 away from that steep slope. The latest information that we get from central government is that this is something they would very much like to help us with. It helps our resilience. To have a major road closed for several weeks is not good for anybody. So we are now preparing a business case, looking at the various options to realign the A59 at Kexgill, including adding a climbing lane up to the Hopper Lane Hotel, which does tend to slow traffic down if they're behind an HGV or something of that nature. And the report will be listing various potential benefits of the investment, not least removing the threat of long periods of road closure. But I have to stress also that environmental considerations will be very prominent as we take this matter forward, because the Kexgill area is, of course, an area of very important landscape significance.
And just tell us about the discussions you've been having with the Harrogate District Chamber of Commerce regarding transport.
Yes, Nigel Smith, who is the area highways manager here in Harrogate for North Yorkshire County Council, and I met recently with Harrogate Chamber's influential Traffic and Transport Forum. And the members of that forum include key users of our local highway, like bus and taxi companies, courier companies. And it is chaired by the former chamber chief executive, Brian Dunsby. We found it a very useful meeting. I think we gained a great deal from members' comments. They described the challenges they face every day going about their daily work on our very busy roads. There was discussion about many key junctions like Leeds Road and Woodlands junctions, and indeed quite a lot of time spent on a junction which is very much at capacity, which is the Ripon Road, Parliament Street, King's Road one, and the need to improve traffic flows in general on the A61 in both directions. They asked us to make sure that our traffic lights were smart ones, in other words, that they responded to traffic volumes in real time, and we were able to confirm that many already do, and others will also be smart in due course, so there'll be investment in that. And I think we all agreed that good highways infrastructure, efficient highways infrastructure, is necessary for a town which relies upon visitors to come here. A reputation for congestion is not good for Harrogate as a visitor economy. So we very much enjoyed the comments which were made. And although it was a first meeting, we did say that we would continue those meetings on a regular basis.
And in Knaresborough, an issue there which is very much on the agenda is tackling air pollution and congestion at Bond End.
It is. Bond End, of course, has been an air quality management area declared by Harrogate Borough Council a couple of years ago. In fact, in the meantime, a further air quality management area has been declared at the other end of the High Street at York Place. So clearly the mixture of heavy volumes of traffic and an historic town centre with buildings rising up next to the highway, that mixture does lead to air quality problems, and in the case of those two locations, it is levels of nitrogen dioxide which are the problem. And nitrogen dioxide particularly is produced by vehicles, diesel cars amongst others, which are standing at traffic lights and with engines idling. So we are looking at this particular issue. Bond End, the first one we're looking at, we have presented seven options to members of the public in a very popular public consultation we had earlier this year, and the results of that consultation were brought forward. In fact, very interestingly, option one, which included the removal of both sets of traffic lights at Bond End and replacing them with two mini roundabouts, was the clear favourite of members of the public who responded. So our officers have agreed to look more closely at option one, as well as options three and seven, and we'll be coming back after those assessments have taken place with further recommendations. So the Bond End Steering Group will make its final recommendation to be presented back to the Area Committee again in June, and then the final decision on the way forward will be taken by the Corporate Director, David Bow, in consultation with me and my colleague Chris Metcalf in the summer, and the scheme will be delivered before the end of this calendar year. We were able also to mention the fact that we've recently received an amount of £5.1 million from central government, which is to be spent on highways, and we have initially agreed to allocate about £850,000 of that towards air quality problems along Knaresborough High Street in general. And in addition to that, £100,000 from that fund will also be spent on Bluetooth hardware to be used in Harrogate Town Centre to monitor congestion and to support the town's urban traffic control system.